With some patience and investigation, I came to realize that my thoughts actually are such a small amount of the present moment. They seem to be much larger than what they are simply because I give them the life that they are begging for. Hello and welcome back to yet another episode of Seeking Stillness with myself, Ethan Thomas. Now, this is the 10th episode that I have recorded, so if you have been here since the start, I want to say thank you. And if you are just now tuning in, welcome as well. I have many plans for this and my creative projects as a whole, so I am excited to continue this journey and share it with all of you. When I make these podcasts, what I'm really doing is speaking to myself first. I spend a significant amount of time reflecting, writing, and sitting on these concepts. And as I bring this into the world and speak about it, I hope that it resonates with you all as well too. This life is a journey and a constant process of learning, unraveling the programming that no longer serves us, and stepping into new versions of ourselves. With that said, something that has been incredibly present for me recently is showing up with curiosity in this life. I had an amazing moment in my meditation practice this week that I would love to share with you all. I sat down like I do on a normal day, and I closed my eyes and started leaning into my breath. I showed up with a sense of curiosity, asking myself, where do my thoughts come from? Recently, if not my whole life, thoughts have been running rampant, and I just hear this story or this transcript running on repeat over and over again. So I decided to sit with it, examine it, and really be curious about where these thoughts sit in my mind. With some patience and investigation, I came to realize that my thoughts actually are such a small amount of the present moment. They seem to be much larger than what they are simply because I give them the life that they are begging for. What could simply be a whisper turns into a yell as I continue to focus on what does not serve me. These thoughts are asking for my focus and attention within each moment. It is not required of me to give it what it is asking for. Instead, I allowed myself to release my focus from my thoughts and then redirect it into the present moment. And what I came to realize is that the present moment is expansive. It is wonderful, and it takes up a much larger space than the thoughts that continue to try to beg for my attention. But this is just one example of leading with curiosity. I mean, how much do we miss in our lives when we're not paying attention to what is calling us? There's a certain energy around curiosity that is exciting and holds us in a certain place. Have you ever had a really good conversation with someone where they're asking you deep questions that play on what you're currently talking about? It makes you feel seen, and it's fun to interact in a way with this other person. The wonderful news about this is that curiosity does not have to be restricted towards interactions with other people. We can be curious about ourselves within each moment. We can be curious about the world around us. We can be curious about whatever it is that we please. It's a way of extending ourselves into this world and showing up in a manner that invites others to feel us and to be received as well too. It's saying, hey, I don't know everything, and I am looking to explore the depths that are enabled in this life. Curiosity also seems to be an important factor in growth. If we allow ourselves to be stagnant and are not looking to grow our understandings, it leaves us in a place of stagnation. There are miracles happening around us in every moment. When we step outside and see the trees existing in a perfect relationship with the rest of the world, as the birds fly around, the sun is touching our skin, and we are effortlessly living in this moment, I mean, that is a cause for curiosity in itself. I mean, truly, there are miracles happening within each moment. It continues to fascinate me that our body is able to support our own life and carry our spirit with us within each moment. There are millions of different processes taking place within, and it just effortlessly does it. I mean, this life is fascinating, and while we continue to dive deeper into the depths and explain these things through science, I mean, there are just some things that can't help but be marveled at, as we still do not have any answers. And I think that is incredible. The sense of wonder continues to leave me feeling excited. I feel like each day is a new opportunity for me to step deeper and deeper into this life, and that is a blessing in itself. This practice of being curious will only be more important as we continue to grow within ourselves, take new shapes, create new friends, interact with the world differently. This life is constantly evolving, and so are our understandings. How do you show up with curiosity in your life? How do you hold space for someone else to speak their truth? How do you give yourself the time to learn who you are at a much deeper level than you currently know?